Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chair, and I thank the distinguished panelists. Colombia welcomes the initiative of the draft declaration on the promotion of full respect of the rights of people of African descent, which would allow us to address comprehensively the rights of people of African descent individually and collectively. Our government believes that the instrument should include crucial topics such as universal recognition of the economic, social, and cultural and civil and political rights of people of African descent, access to justice, collective memory, and the link with lands. We also consider it essential to include a reparation component. And here, we're making efforts to identify historical data on the population of African descent. And based on these, we're seeking ways to guarantee reparation adequate to the reality affecting peoples of African descent. Of great importance is a feminist approach to uphold the rights of women and address various ways of various forms of violence, oppression, and other discrimination. In that connection, we would like to ask the distinguished panelists, and in particular, Pastor Murillo has spoken of reparation, which in Colombia's case is of particular importance, and in particular in connection with our transitional justice process. But we would like to ask the panelists for some examples of good practice that they may have in connection with reparation on the basis of racism. And the second component that we mentioned, the feminist perspective within the reparation process for victims of racial discrimination. Thank you.